Blog Talk Radio.
Funky Fresh. Everybody, and welcome to the Funky Fresh Show. I am your host, DJ Rel. We have another exciting show ahead for you. And as always, you can call here. Let me know how you feel, how you doing. Let me know how you're liking the show so far. Give me some feedback. Show me some love. I'm going to show you some love. I'm going to always bring you some new music, some new interviews, some new insights. And a lot of love, like I said, but you can call up here at 914-205-5411. That connects us. Let me know what's been going on as far as this COVID thing and how you're dealing with things. And what you've been listening to. I always like to give you some new music and a new perspective on how you should be going about your playlist. The same old starts to get a little boring after a while. So we like to spice it up here on the Funky Fresh Show and give you some artists and some books and some movies and some new things that you can add to your everyday listening and viewing pleasure. With that being said, we have another guest that came to the Funky Fresh Show. He goes by the name of Quincy Valentine. I want to welcome you to the show, brother, and say, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for having me.
All day. Let's start off to tell the people a little something about you and what you do and how you go about doing your thing.
All right. So my name is Quincy Valentine. I am an artist, a musician, and a music producer. Just this year recently, last year, I made the decision to actually take the artist side of my career, given more of a focus, I'll put it that way. But primarily before that, I've been producing music and playing keyboards for different artists for the last, I'll say, about a decade.
Okay, cool. So musicianship, did that come first? Or if that was always a passion that kind of led you into being an artist? Or were you vice versa, an artist first, which led to you being a musician?
So, yeah, it's actually that. I started rapping when I was about 8 or 9 years old. And then that evolved into production, which I started dabbling with making beats around when I was maybe 13. And then that inspired me to actually take piano seriously. Like, my mother played piano around the house. And so I had one always, but yeah, I started taking it seriously when I got about 16 or so. And then from there, yeah, everything just grew all together. I went to college for music and sound recording, and, you know, I've just been focused on building it since.
Okay, and how did that go? Like, is the difference, as I talk to different musicians, there's a difference when you're trying things out and you're learning things on your own as far as music, to a point where you start to learn formally in a classroom and learn the ins and outs. So how was that experience different from you, and why did you want to go to school to learn music formally?
I think I definitely wanted I think the best way of saying it is, in my case, I'm a very pragmatic kind of individual. I need structure in order to learn. So I did pretty decently teaching myself how to play, and then I had some others that, you know, came alongside and just gave me some piano lessons here and there. But yeah, for me to excel, I definitely need the structure. And so going to college enhanced my production definitely because I now understood how music works. And so one thing about my production, for instance, is that I enjoy is being able to craft stuff from scratch, working with any kind of genre, any kind of artist. And I understand that because I went and got the theory knowledge.
Okay. So when you went to school and you got all that knowledge, did it kind of make your way of seeing music differently, or did it, like, kind of create your style? How did your style come about?
It's more so, you could say, I don't know if I'm going to say influenced, so I didn't go to a conservatory. I went to the college I went to was a little bit more liberal. So my degree is in music and sound recording. So it was half
okay.
Music. You want to make sure you know that you know enough to be able to say you have a music degree. But the other half of it was also a focus on the production process, so the recording and mixing and everything. So they didn't really shape my sound per se. You know, I was around a lot of guys who were in rock and country and stuff. If anything, it might have opened my eyes up a little bit more to hear what other people were doing in other places. And so, in a sense, it did influence me into being open to being even more creative. So I attribute that to me, to my sound being something that's very different. I like to say that I am a person who, I have enough of the old school in me. I'm from the Bronx, New York. I got to do the real hip-hop thing. So boom bap is still my preference over like the trap stuff and everything. But I also like to expand that, maybe try to throw some pop references in here, maybe some rock references, maybe some jazz. And that's where I am.
Okay. So it looks like you had the best of both worlds in that you were around different genres of music. And at the same time, you were honing your own skills and, creating your own sound. So I think that's pretty dope. If you're just tuning into the Funky Fresh Show today, we are on the line with Sir, Mr. Quincy Valentine. You can always call up here. The number here is 914-205-5411 or catch me here at blogtalkradio.com/Funky Fresh. Okay, so let's talk about more about your sound. Describe your sound to someone who has never heard of boom bap before.
Okay. So I'm a 90s kid. So it's funny. When I got into high school, my high school had a recording studio in it. And so there was a group of us who would go there. And the first time I rapped, you know, for the group, they started teasing me like Lottie Dottie, we like the party. So cause I have a little bit of old school swagger to my flow. Over the years, you know, because I've been rapping since I was young, I've been able to refine it a bit so that it still has a little bit more modernness to it without losing that impact of the flow from the more the 90s, early 2000s era. I consider myself a soul kind of guy. So even though I'm in hip hop, I consider myself hip hop, but also a little bit more in the soul area. I don't see myself in necessarily the pop hip hop kind of category.
Okay, so when you place yourself in these categories, do you feel like you need to stay locked in, or is it something that you think your music fits into right now? How do you see that? How do you see that process?
It's more so, I think, The time I've spent not being an artist and then finally deciding to do it, I think I'm just seeing what's more authentic to me. And I think Any artist, you're going to do your best work when it's authentic to you. And that's what I've noticed with the music that I've been creating, that leaning toward that side, staying true to myself, which is, you know, okay, I have that boom bap sound to me, but as well as my production tends to be on the soulful side, or at least incorporating some nostalgia in it. And I love the results of what comes out, and so that's just where I am. That's not to say that I can't expand at a later time, but right. I know as of right now, the music that's going to be coming out is definitely going to be in that lane.
Okay. So let's give these listeners some idea of what we've been talking about when we're talking about this sound and when we're talking about Quincy Valentine. So go ahead and introduce the new single.
Appreciate it. So I just released a new single this month. It's called Like You Do. It features my brother Winston Ward alongside with me. And this is, you know, I'm excited about this record. I'm happy about the reception so far. I'm excited for you to hear it.
All right, you heard it first from Quincy Valentine. And this is called Like You Do. I like that, You Do. Like you do. not like how I do. Like you do. I like that. Here we go.
Yeah. Quincy Valentine. Winston Ward. Like you do. You're out of this world, cause you know how to rock it, baby. Making me want a trip. You're all up on a rocket, baby. I ain't gonna quit. You and I, you're rocking, lady. You got me going sick. The way you do just drives me crazy. You take my breath, that's love in the air. From the smile on your face to the style that you wear. Special, you something rare. The cold red dude. There's some other girls here, but nothing doesn't quite like you. Queen supreme, best I've ever seen. Had to pinch myself, cause surely you're for dreams. Listen, my name's Jay, you could be my boo. And I just gotta be with you, no one does it quite like you. Do. No one does it quite like you do. Do.
No one does it quite like you.
I wanna sing songs in my spirit. The closer I get to you, it's got me in my feelings. It's this one thing that got me tripping. I think I'm crazy in love. I'm just playing, but I'm saying I think we could be hashtag goals. No games to be played, cause I'm past that. Grown, don't drink, but like brandy, I wanna be down. With every little step I take, Bobby Brown. No comparison, girl, I like you. And I kinda get the feeling that you might like you. Now undecided like Chris, no, I'd like to be more. There's no one better, no one does it quite like you.
Do.
No one does it quite like you do.
Do.
Call up if you want to tell Quincy how you love the song or what you thought about the song. Call us 914-205-5411. always here on the Funky Fresh Show, blogtalkradio.com/Funky Fresh. Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's get into it, Quincy. I would like for you to do something for me. I want you to paint a picture. I want you to describe what was the idea behind putting the pen to the pad and creating like you do.
So where it started, actually started with the production. I was actually experimenting, like I mentioned earlier, about branching out. And I was listening to a lot of pop songs. We're starting to have this vocal sample, you know, thing going on. I'm like, I want to try something along those lines. And so I kind of played around with it, and that's what I ended up coming up with. And the hook came to me, you know, like you do. And just that chant thing and everything just vibed with me. And then from there it was, all right, how I write these verses. Now, me, I'm a clean artist. I take pride in being a clean artist. I want to promote a positive image at all points. And so when I talk about, you know, a lady or a love and everything, I wanted to definitely express that in a way that's not typically done nowadays. Especially from a rapper perspective. And so, you know, crafting the verses, it was definitely like, how do I describe, you know, this feeling of, wow, you know, I met this woman. She's amazing. She stands out all above all the others. Now, let me try to put that into words in the way that's uplifting. And yeah, that's where we came from on the first verse. Was just talking about, you know, who she is and what attracts her to me. And then the second verse was, you know, I'm saying you make a brother want to sing. And so I'm talking about all these different love songs that
nice.
You know, that would describe the situation. Yeah.
So, all right. So let's bring it to the present time. Let's kind of relate it to things right now. What kind of advice would you give someone who met someone like that, either, you know, pre-COVID, right? But find it hard to express those type of feelings, you know, given the situation right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I'm trying to figure it out myself. COVID has messed things up royally. If you are a traditional kind of guy, because it's like I can't just ask you on a date because where are we going?
Right. So as an artist, I thought you would be creative and, you know, responding to that type of challenge. You know what I mean?
But I would say, you know, at the moment, I don't have anyone that I am particularly after. But if it's a person, you know, that I was in contact, I already had some kind of relationship with. So let's say that I was already talking to this woman pre-COVID, and then COVID happened. Then now's the time to bring up that conversation. You know, I think we've fallen away from personable communication. Everything's text and social media. But now's the time to pick up that telephone, call her up, and hey, that might be the surprise that you need. You know, not everybody's doing phone calls. And that's the surprise that can be the thing that gets you in the pocket to say, all right, well, let's talk. Let's engage in conversation. And then we can kind of see how we can interact beyond that.
Okay. So you taking it back to the basics. Your advice is to go back to the basics.
Right.
All right. That's one-on-one. I mean, If you heard it from an OG, they would tell you the same thing, you know? Keep it simple. Less is more, right?
Right, less is more. You can't do anything extravagant, so you got to find a creative way. And creative way right now is normal.
Right, you got to, like, send smoke screens or something, man. I don't know. Make signs fly in the air. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah, I'd say that's the move. That's the move. And, you know, should a situation happen, that's definitely what I would be doing, is picking up that telephone and trying to make something happen that way.
Okay. So that sounds like it goes right into what I want to talk about. And I read that you also did some stage managing. So that management skill sounds like something that goes right along with that. But how do you incorporate your stage management into your production process?
Oh, okay. I think you're meaning music directing, right?
Yes, music direction. Yes.
Yeah, so for some of the artists that I've been able to music direct, I've also been the producer. So that kind of helps a bit because all I'm doing is bringing, okay, this is what I did in the studio. How do I then just adapt it and change it for live? And so it's a similar process. Like, for instance, I did a concert with an artist last year in Co-op City. And since I produced majority of the music we performed, it was, all right, now you take your producer hat from, all right, well, this is what you did to create the music in the studio. Now, all right, now how do I, what elements do I leave in? How do I take these different elements out and then, you know, bring it to the band so that the band could hop on and we can make this a really great experience? And so that's really what it is. It's really just a shift in mindset from, all right, I'm creating the music, to now I'm creating a show.
Right. Okay.
And how to,
okay.
You know, how to get that out, yeah.
And is it easy for you to switch lanes like that because you're familiar with it, or is it difficult because it's more for yourself, for you as an artist?
I think they both have their own challenges. But they're not too different. They have a similar vibe because even when you, let's say if you're producing an album, you're still thinking about how do these songs flow into each other, and so now you're just translating that into a live context, into a show context of, all right, I need what song order do I do, because it's not going to be the same as like the album or anything like that. But what song order do I do so that these songs flow naturally? If we're trying to create a story or a narrative. So there's some crossover. There's a lot of crossover. Where the challenges differ is, of course, you know, being in the studio, it's a bit more of a controlled environment. Versus live, now you're dealing with schedules and rehearsals and, you know, and sound check and making sure everybody's on time and listening and learning the song.
Okay. Is that skill set something that you have to practice or I don't know, keep something that's in your daily schedule now that COVID has stopped a lot of the, you know, the concert type vibes, the going to the club and actually performing live?
I think it's hard to say that it's something you practice. I fell into music directing it just kind of happened. Just by being a gigging musician, and with any job, people you work with see your potential, and they put you in situations. And that's how I ended up falling into it. So even the same way, for a different artist, we actually did a Carnegie Hall sponsored event, and I music directed that, and that came from me just, you know, coming in as a keyboard player, and you know the artist saw me. As someone who had leadership potential, and so he asked me to music direct, and so you know there was that. So I think it's really just your skill set and your personality. If you have that leadership mindset and you have that kind of ability within you, it's just applying it in a different place.
Okay. Now, is that skill still relevant right now? Is it still applicable right now because of COVID? Have you found ways around it? Tell me how you still remain relevant in that sense.
In that sense, so with shows pretty much being non-existent, it's a hard thing. So relevance on the level of, you know, music directing shows isn't there at the moment. But I'm still working with artists. You know, things have gotten a little bit better in New York, so we're able to do some things. And so I'm still working on some projects, working on my own project as well. So figuring out, all right, you know, what songs are going to be relevant. All right, or working on these songs from the ground up. This is the idea. This is the concept that we're going with. How do we build the song to meet where the vision is? So the skill set, in a sense, is still there. It's just, unfortunately, at the moment, there's not too many outlets, at least on the independent level, for performances. But There's some things I'm thinking about. I don't want to share too early because I want to make sure things are tied down.
I
do have something in mind for starting to live stream some shows in the future. And so that's what's on my mind right now, bubbling. It's like, all right, I want to try to figure out a way where we can get some artists performing.
I see. Okay. So that's a little exclusive right there. That's a little exclusive, listener.
Right.
if you heard that, that's a little taste. So good. That goes right into my next question. So where do you see your music post-COVID? I know it sounds funny, but we have to, we have to attack this thing like it's relevant, right? So where do you see your music now, and where do you want to see your music post-COVID?
Okay. Right now, so the reason I still decided to put out Like You Do, despite, COVID and every other crazy thing happening in the world, was there's a lot of reason to be depressed right now. And I want to, I wanted to put out something that would bring joy. With Like You Do, it has a bit of a dance vibe. It's high energy, and that was the goal with that song, was I want to put something out that's definitely going to be a pick me up for people. And so I see right now that's where it's serving. Post COVID. Parties, it's a bit of a party song. That's definitely, if clubs ever open up, I definitely would see that being a song that's played.
Yeah, most death.
And then just the rest of my music also staying in line with the uplifting piece, just talking about real situations, and always in a positive aspect. That's why I still see myself post-COVID, of course, more so on a stage, but also still just being in an encouraging and uplifting experience. I'm reminded last year I went to a PJ Morton concert, and I'll say if there's anyone I'm heavily inspired by, at least in the last couple of years, it would be him. And going to that concert was just amazing. It's, his music is the same thing, live band, live sound and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the way his music is, it's mostly uplifting. It's life songs, love songs. And that's where I'd say if I would fashion my career towards anyone in particular, I would say he's the closest.
And that what kind of gravitated me towards your music, or music in general. Personally, I like to gravitate to music that is, it's genuine. It's genuine. Whatever the vibe is, you can tell right away that it's genuine. So that positivity, that feel good vibe, that let me see what's going on with her type thing. Those type of things is which led me to your sound. So I'm grateful that you were able to come on the Funky Fresh Show and talk to the listeners. If you're listening right now, we are on the air with your boy, Quincy Valentine. We played his joint like you do. so we're going to run some more music. And we want to get to know where we can find more music and more things that you're involved with. So give the people some information how we can get in contact with you.
All right. You can find everything on my website, qvalentinemusic.com. But you can also follow me directly on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mr. Q Valentine.
Okay, all right. So from this new project, what can we expect? Can we expect some more feel-good sounds like, in a club that remind us of what was going on before we had the sit-down? Because I call it the big sit-down. So are we to expect something more of that vibe, or are you gonna give us something? Tell me something. Give me an insider so we can know something.
Right now, I have another joint on my mind. It's not the same exact vibe, but it's still that upbeat. But it's still that upbeat kind of tempo thing. But and still in that vibe of before, you know, before COVID for sure, meeting people and thinking about, all right, it's another the one I have on my mind. Is, you know, I still gotta work things out, you know, on the on the back end with labels and stuff like that. But what's on my mind is another love joint. That's definitely about talking about meeting up and everything. So definitely won't have your mind on COVID. I'm not prepared to do a song about social distancing just yet. I'm kind of hoping it's going to be over soon.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to Zama. But for real, okay, so we can expect the feeling, right? And we can expect some escape, right? Some escape from all the things that are going on right now, which are multiple things. I know we talked a lot about COVID, but there are multiple issues and multiple things across the world, right, that we need to address, right? So escapism is definitely something that we need right now, right? So
absolutely.
You, Mr. Quincy Valentine, thank you. So I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, for sure, for sure. Anytime, man. I know that your music is put out not only by yourself, but you have a team with you. So tell me a little bit who is Explore Music Group. Tell me about that.
All right, so Explore Music Group. I was blessed to, you know, God works in different and wonderful ways, and he just connects the right pieces at the appropriate time. So Explore Music Group is actually run by, I'll just call him my uncle. My father got married last year, and his wife's brother, we actually met around about that, you know, at the wedding, and we got to connect. And he told me he was starting this label, and I played some stuff for him because I was talking about possibly doing some production with him. And he heard "Like You Do," and it was a song that he wanted to work with. And so that's how we connected. They've just gotten started. I'm honored. I'm the first artist that they've done an official release with on the label. And
nice.
It's been good so far. It's been good so far. The song is getting some pretty good traction in the little places it's getting to, and I'm excited for the more that's going to come. I'm just put that out there.
Dope, man. I always say, you know, people think of, you know, clubs or a dinner or a formal meeting is always the way to network. But it's low key. It's the weddings. It's the going to church. It's the going to the shopping mall. It's the little things where you don't expect to find people that will be important in your life as far as where you want to go and how to network. Those are the places where you're gonna find them. Those are the people you're gonna find them. And those are the places you're gonna find them.
Right. The places where they're not looking for business, they're more open to talk business and create connections, create relationships.
Exactly, and I'm glad that you can attest to that, and I'm glad, you know, that happened, because by way of that happening, I came to find, you know, Quincy Valentine. So thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate the music. I want you to continue doing what you're doing because it's working and it sounds good, bro.
I appreciate it. Thanks again for having me on. It was definitely an honor to be here.
No doubt. Anytime, like I like to say to all my guests, we have an open door policy here. So anytime you want to come and share with my listeners and you know, spread the word, let them know where you're going to be, where you can find new music or whatever, you're welcome to come back anytime.
I appreciate that, and I'll take you up on that.
Yes, please do. Please do. I want you to stay safe out there, man, and like I said, continue doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you again. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Hope to talk to you all soon again.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was Quincy Valentine, and the song is Like You Do. Not like I do, you do, right? So check them out, Quincy Valentine, all social medias, all music platforms. Go check the music. Go check the music. The Funky Fresh Show is here for you. I'm going to give you new music to consider for your playlist. I'm going to give you new music to consider while you're working out, while you're doing your thing, while you're going about this COVID thing. Because like Quincy said, this music is about an escape, right? We don't always want to sit in a place and worry about the problem, right? People become part of the problem. Become part of the solution. Take yourself out of the space and just sidestep into life. You don't have to run out and, you know, pull plans into discomfort. But sometimes it will be uncomfortable. Know that. And as always, I would love for you to give me a comment, to call. The number here is 914-205-5411. Or you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/. I want to thank you for listening. As always, you guys be safe. Peace.